time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Sean Sullivan and Captain Bobby Abrascato, and live from Airport Boulevard, here's Sean Sullivan.
Yes, I'll give you a traffic report update here in just a second. But yeah, it's time for the Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, McConnell Buick GMC, and the star of the show, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing. Looks like you got some backup with you this morning, a name we might know.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jim Topwater Cox. That's what we call him. We just call him TW for short. That's what we call him.
Nice looking trout this morning on Topwater.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll tell you what, it's been that way for about a week or so now, man. Still got the shrimp and stuff tied on, but, man, I'll tell you, these finfish imitations are certainly like the Topwater plug and the slick lure and that sort of thing, getting it done, particularly in the areas where you can get away from the shrimp. You know, the areas that are still holding a lot of shrimp, it's tough to get them to hit other stuff, but we're getting around some areas where there's some mullet activity and that sort of thing, and not so much the shrimp, and that's when they get on these things. And we've had the last week or so, we've had really good conditions like we're having this morning. We've got some wind and some cloud cover, and as you well know, that's when those floating lures get it done, you know. So anyway, and then we got a little cold snap coming up, I guess about the middle of next week or first part of next week, and I'll tell you, that's going to continue to really change some things in terms of dropping those water temperatures and probably get some more of these shrimp out of these rivers. And I think that's when we can keep our fingers crossed, hopefully, and really start to see some major changes going from that transition to a true fall pattern.
Well, I'm waiting for them to transition on up into the Delta. I mean, we've had this very dry weather, so we've got the salt up there. And, it's been 85 during the day, so we hadn't had that formula, but it looks like next week. Do you think that's going to be enough for that transition into true Delta fishing?
I'm still keeping my fingers crossed. I don't want to say anything too much, but that's definitely the direction we have to go. It's got to cool off a little bit, and of course, keep that rain, you know, that upstate rain out of here, which looks like we're going to be good from that standpoint. Doesn't look like there's any rain in the forecast. I don't know if that's good news or bad news. It's bad news for my wife. She's been doing the rain dance every morning out on the front yard, you know, so and I'm in there praying for no rain. So anyway, it just depends on what side of the fence you're on, but right now, from a fishing standpoint, we definitely don't need it. So it's all set up really well. And again, I think that's going to be the key to the whole deal, is that cooler weather.
Hey, Bobby, somebody wants to get a trip booked with you for some of this great fall fishing or even into the winter or any time. How do they book a trip?
A-teamfishing.com is our website. And if you want to go to our Facebook page, too, there's some real cool video of some of this topwater action we've been talking about up there. We put up there earlier this week, so you can check some of that out if you're stuck in the office and thinking about fishing.
Well, why do you do that to me? It's torture, but it's a torture I like. I watch those videos.
Thinking about fishing.
That's right. If this wreck is as bad as it looks, I may put it in park and watch the video. Bobby, as always, thank you, man. We'll talk again next week.
All right, my friend. Have a great weekend.
It's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC.